Genesis, just about faith and morals?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, have you ever heard anyone say, but the Bible is a book about faith and morality? That's the important thing, not its history.
Well, here's how I'd answer them, Mark. The Bible's doctrine of morality can't be separated from its history and its scientific aspects. For example, without the resurrection of Jesus, there'd be no Christianity. It's a historical fact that Jesus left the tomb on the third day and appeared to 500 people at once. But you know, this also deals with science, and scientists who are naturalistic and don't believe in the supernatural declare it's impossible for dead men to rise. Furthermore, the meaning of Jesus' death and resurrection depends entirely on the real history of Genesis 3. That is, a real first man, Adam, really sinned and brought physical death. Therefore, the last Adam, Jesus, really died for our sins and really brought physical resurrection from the dead. You know, Jesus asked Nicodemus, I've spoken to you of earthly things and you don't believe. How will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? The point is, if we can't trust the Bible about earthly things, such as the many areas where it touches on science, why should we trust it about heavenly things, such as the gospel?
Can we also trust the Bible when it says that God created in 6 literal days? It's the topic of a Ken Ham booklet available on our website, answersradio.com. It's free at answersradio.com.